WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An audit by the Texas A&M system shows the majority of $28 million in course fees assessed at its flagship university lacks proper documentation to justify the charges. Officials tell the Eagle nothing has been misspent, and the audit doesn't suggest any improprieties with the money. According to the review, officials had difficulty showing that money from the course fees went where it was intended. Each college within the university processes and documents fees differently, and several didn't comply with A&M policy and possibly state law. The audit applied to fees during the 2011-2012 academic year, covers about 9,300 courses. Federal money has been found to keep air traffic control towers open at Easterwood and 148 other small airports through the end of September, which is the close of the federal budget year. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood issued a brief statement that they found extra money from a bill Congress passed last month. Towers outside the state of Texas were scheduled to close June 15th due to sequestration. Staffing towers at Easterwood and 12 other municipal airports in Texas would have continued due to $2 million in state money appropriated last month by the Transportation Commission. Gone but far from forgotten, the last College Station City Council meeting included reminders of the unexpected death of new College Station City Manager Frank Simpson.
And before we start our Pledge of Allegiance, I'd like to have a moment of silence to recognize the passing of our City Manager Frank Simpson, who died unexpectedly 2 weeks ago.
In addition to the moment of silence requested by Mayor Nancy Berry, the city manager's seat remained empty in honor of Simpson. Also, the city manager's office placed a framed picture of Simpson surrounded by a bouquet of roses next to his nameplate. You can see a picture on our website at WTAW.com. A retired Brazos County District Judge has been appointed to consider what will happen next in the capital murder trial of a Huntsville prison inmate who was moved to Bryan. In January, a Walker County judge declared a mistrial, then recused himself from the case. Taking over is Senior District Judge John Delaney of Bryan, who retired in 2000 from the local bench. The Eagle reports Delaney has set a hearing June 25th on whether John Roy Falk can be retried. Falk is accused of being involved in a 2007 escape attempt where a corrections officer was killed. The original judge stepped down after an appeals court sided with prosecutors seeking changes in jury instructions, which caused a 55-day delay. Winding down the regular session of the legislature, State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is making plans to return to Austin this summer. One of the reasons is getting statewide water and transportation plans, something about which Cassell is in agreement with the governor.
He's made that adamant. He's brought, most of the membership in over the last few weeks, making sure we understand water and transportation are a priority. But based on how we've proceeded in both chambers, we will decide those two issues in a special session or two, unfortunately.
Cassell is hopeful to see passage of a bill he wrote headed to the Senate that changes the reporting of energy and water costs paid by state agencies from every other year to annually. Former Bryan Police Chief Ty Morrow lost his bid to become mayor of Freeport. Morrow, who was relieved of his duties as Freeport Police Chief in February, finished second in the field of six candidates. Incumbent Norma Garcia, who was among those approving Morrow's severance package that included $100,000, won by 83 votes. When Morrow announced his candidacy in the Gulf Coast City, he said he was the subject of a political witch hunt in Freeport and Bryan and claimed that the Twin Cities were racist. Morrow resigned as chief in Bryan 8 months after police responded to his home following an altercation with his wife. And this last week was Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, and Linda Snyder with Mental Health, Mental Retardation of the Brazos Valley wants to make sure BCS residents understand the importance of children's mental health, but also that they can find help locally.
We provide psychiatry if medications are indicated, and we also provide case management to help parents access the resources that they need and to help advocate and monitor treatment. We also have skills training to help children develop the skills that they need to interact interact, interpersonal skills, social skills.
Snyder says MHMR offers screening, teaches anger control, and also provides training to parents whose children are hyperactive, defiant, and emotionally irregular, among other things. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the website. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 56 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you love to eat out, why not get rewarded? And you can get rewarded eating at participating restaurants that are part of the Taste of BCS. Because you eat at those restaurants and you can earn points at other locally, independently owned operations here in Bryan College Station. Get 1 point for every dollar spent at any member restaurant. You get 150 points. You receive a $10 reward from any of those member restaurants. Among those, the Tap, G Deli, Pepe's Mexican Cafe, Lakeside Ice House at Bryan, the Stover Brothers Cafe, also Village Foods, they're at Village Foods, also the Chicken Oil Company, La Bodega. Those are just some of the minis. And by the way, you can join online with Taste of Brazos by going to tasteofbrazos.com, or you can sign up at any member restaurant. And by the way, if you have a favorite local independently operated restaurant that's not a member of the Taste of BCS, ask them to do that. And the next time somebody asks you where you want to eat, why don't you suggest, how about someplace local? That's tasteofbcs.com. You can see the list there. And you can purchase web certificates for discounts at the participating restaurants. The next sale will be on June 11th. The Taste of BCS. Go see it.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
It's the RV Station Bryan pre-Memorial Day sale, because you might like to use your new camper on Memorial Day. Now through May 25th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. But at the pre-Memorial Day sale, save thousands more. Get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel, just $59,995, $20,600 off MSRP, number 2386. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28 BHS, just $191 a month, number 2349, $19,995, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC. This event absolutely ends May 25th. Don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Shop over 250 campers at RVStationOnline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Good morning. It's 7:14. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure's in control. That's going to result in plenty of sunshine throughout the area for today. I think that sun will lead to temperatures climbing anywhere from 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs will be 80 to 85. Clouding up tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms will develop. Breezy, low 65 to 70. Clouds, some sun Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms, windy and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a little bit, the A&M women's team is atop the heap in the SEC. A&M softball and tennis both advancing in the SEC, or in the Nationals. And A&M baseball did, over the weekend. We'll cover all that for you and more in sports.
Well, the A&M tennis team beat Texas, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's part of them advancing.
There. Go home. Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're going on.
No, they are advancing. Both men's and women's teams going to the round of 16.
All right, we'll smack them down again. Yeah. So here we go. This comes out the day after Mother's Day. Not sure if that's good or not. Survey of more than 7,000 U.S. moms reveals that the average mother rates her stress level at 8.5 out of 10. Now, you see, that's average. That's average. So that means if you're rocking along at about a 5, there's somebody out there on 11, okay? Which, again, out of a, you know, out of 10 is not good. Just saying. 46% of the moms, husbands are a bigger source of stress than the kids.
Yeah.
Well, it's another kid.
Because kids do what you tell them to do.
No, that's not always true. I'm just saying that men have husbands have perfected the art of not doing what they were supposed to do, right? Often moms complain the fathers of their children are more like big kids than equal partners. Yeah. Mom stress is fundamentally different than dad stress, women say, and the inability to see eye to eye with a partner can lead to more stress there. According to the survey, moms stress more about not having enough time in the day to do everything that needs to be done. This is probably not the way to start the Monday, is it?
No, it is not.
The more I think about that,
it's not
probably
the most edifying.
Probably not. 3/4 of the moms with partners say that they do most of the parenting in the household. Meanwhile, dads feel like they're not getting enough credit. They're doing more than ever for the kids.
Only bit difference between men and boys is the price of their toys.
All right, fire away.
Now, as a long-term husband, it's true. I don't always do what I'm told to do, but I've always done what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
That's very graceful.
And the rest of the time, what you wanted to do.
Yes,
but yeah,
sir.
Yeah, so there. Yeah, okay. All right. That probably wasn't the way to start the week. But anyway, hope everybody had a good Mom's Day.
There's
yesterday.
Cake in the break room. Any depressed moms can come.
Stop
and
on by. Yeah.
It's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, okay, because they got time to swing by the studio and pick up the cake. You know?
You're sicko.
You can't do it, by the way. There's controlled access to the studio. But anyway.
It's very, very good cake.
You know, by the way, all your problems could be solved if you just get the Powerball, right? I mean.
Oh, without question.
No winner on Saturday, so that means Wednesday's Powerball, $350 million. Now, once the government's through with theirs, it's $222.8 million in cash.
Well, they still won't be done, because if you do get all that money and you try to improve your house, then they'll come and try to, you know, assess how much your value is and raise your taxes and tax you on all the stuff you buy.
Kevin, can you think of anybody who's just bought a house? Can you think of anybody who's, I mean.
Yes, I can.
Tell me this, Kat, is your view of property taxes different than it was, say, 3 years ago?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. You knew about property taxes and what it could do.
I've been hearing complaints about it my whole
life.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Nothing like living the dream,
people
right?
People show up at your house. Yeah, I'm looking at what you're fixing in your barn. My father has a theory that they track who buys lumber, and that's how they know when you're doing improvements on your land.
Can't say I disagree.
After IRS stuff this weekend, you don't know.
That's right. Yeah. There's an RFD tag in everything.
Yes, there is.
Okay, this will be the third biggest Powerball jackpot ever.
Ever?
If somebody wins it, yep. Never mind that it's played in 44 states in Washington, D.C. Never mind your chances, $175.2 million to win. This from the Powerball fact page. Okay, from the Powerball fact page. Is there a secret to improve your chance of winning Powerball?
No.
No, they say yes.
Really?
First, we need to cover some things that don't work. This is from their fact page, okay? Swinging a live chicken over your head while wishing for future numbers does not work. There is no improvement to be had by swinging a dead chicken either. Although I've not tested it, swinging a bucket of extra crispy doesn't work. It's obvious that buying more tickets will help, but the odds are still high, and hitting the jackpot is still a question of fate. So, that from their website. By the way, the poor Mega Millions on any other Tuesday night, that'd probably be something people to get excited about, but it's a measly $170 million, so.
Yeah, paltry compared to the
$300 million. It really is. It's just chicken feed, so. You know, take that.
Speaking of chickens.
Put it where you want. Yeah. So, yeah. 720. A plane that once flew as Air Force One is now for sale.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Flew in the service of the United States government for 30 years, transporting presidents, vice presidents, first ladies, thousands of other dignitaries. Bid to be able to play, you got to have a deposit of $50,000 to get started on this. But, and I don't know where it is. I guess it's on some gov site. if you want to do that. Oh, that's cute. So, a 24-year-old forensic examiner from Utah has made a discovery that's going to make people a little uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Is this it involve dinosaurs?
A forensic examiner?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, it's,
oh, man.
I know.
Maybe I just wanted it to be dinosaurs. Imagine, maybe I'm stalling from the scary-sounding story that Scott's about to tell
imagine
us.
Imagine a cat coming up with a question out of left field. What are the chances? But that was good. It wasn't. No, it's not. It's okay. That's dope.
Children, stop it.
No, no, that's part of what I like.
Just
that's
because
really...
I'm on a different brain wavelength
right.
doesn't mean I'm invalid,
not,
Scott.
Not at all. Didn't say you were.
I
that's
will
what I mean.
Stop this radio station yeah, if the right. two of you don't quit it.
Never thought of dinosaurs. But no, if you have or maybe someone in your house has used this thing called Snapchat.
I have not.
Okay, now Snapchat is supposed to be, I saw these guys on the Colbert Report last week. They've invented this thing where they'll do, you can send a photo, but then it disappears, so it's never there again. Well, a guy named Richard Hickman of Decipher Forensics says, that's not right. You, in fact, can still pull that down. Says photos from Android phones, simply you can do that by downloading data from the phone using forensic software and removing the .no media file extensions. So the whole idea of Snapchat allowing you to send a picture that you feel comfortable will disappear in 10 seconds.
It's more like crap chat.
That's right. So just, again, be aware. You type something, you send something, it's out there forever, even if you use Snapchat. Oh, this is the way to start Monday. This is how we should have started instead of that downer story about moms. Taco Bell testing a new taco.
Yes, sir. It's made of waffles.
Waffle taco?
I am fat, dumb, and happy, baby.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
They
wow.
are, yeah, they are testing a waffle taco. Fresh off the result of the Cool Ranch, which has worked, right?
And yes,
the,
sir.
What was
I
the
still
other
need
one?
To try. It was just normal Dorito.
The Dorito.
I still yeah. haven't had the chance to try those.
And well, then there's, you know, and they are just stuffed with healthy goodness, too.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, but a waffle taco spotted on the breakfast menu of at least one Southern California Taco Bell location.
Yes, sir.
The breakfast of the future appears to be an Eggo-like waffle folded into the shape of what would be a hard-shell taco. It's lined with a sausage patty. And also folded into the taco shape. There'll be scrambled eggs in there as well.
So. Is it soft or crunchy?
It'd be a little of both.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, crunchy on the outside,
I
soft on the
they're
inside.
Frying it to where it's hard.
You know,
hard,
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they have a special taco toaster now.
It's
that
a
they
floppy waffle.
They take that thing and slide it down in there, and you know, maybe they got a bar in the middle that folds it down in there.
I don't care.
I understand.
Bring me the taco.
This sounds. See, and what they're going to do also, what they'll do also is, I'm sure they'll have like dipping sauce or syrup
on the side.
See that's. And tell me how you're going to be able to drive and do that.
Who cares?
I mean,
bring me the taco.
The whole thing about a taco anyway, having to turn your head, you know, at an angle to eat it while you drive is not a safe situation.
Mm.
Well, now you
can
do that.
You can probably prepare them like you do when you get a regular taco. You put the sauce on, then you drive.
I mean, it's not that too far-reaching of
everyone
an idea.
Knows that, like, Scott.
Okay,
What's the matter with you?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Do I have to take you to
really?
Taco Bell?
Really? No, you don't.
Or we can at least buy you a Choco Taco.
That's it. I'm waiting on the day when they mix it, okay? When they take the KFC stuffings from the famous bowl and jam it inside to a taco. See, they'll do that. I don't know when, but mark my words, today I'm telling you, that's a marketing deal where they're due.
Oh, that's gastronomical crack
I really
is what
do
that
love,
is.
I love famous bowls.
Dad, meatball's going crazy. He's sniffing everything.
That meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 F-150 from Team Ford for $10,000 off. Or a new 2013 Super Duty discounted $11,000. Plus, we've got new 2013 Ford Fiestas for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team and Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Good morning, 725. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 84 or so for a high today and tomorrow and probably on to Wednesday. Low temperatures at night will be in the 60s. We do have a slight chance of showers Coming into the forecast on Tuesday, peaks out at about 30% in the middle of the week. And by the way, by the end of the week, Friday right now calling for a high of 87 degrees. So it could still get a little bit of rain and pretty nice temps. Right now, winds are calm, 83% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 55 out there.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Weeks after the election, Bloomberg News says Obama met in the White House with 20 senior regime officials to discuss implementing Obamacare. Now, supposedly, this will be one of the highest priorities of his second term, and it may explain why Obama did the unthinkable. He met with his underlings for an hour and allowed himself to be seen governing. Now, we've seen him campaign for hours, play golf and basketball for hours, go to the White House Wednesday concerts for hours, but we've never seen him actually governing for an hour. I guess the regime is worried. Only 16 states have agreed to set up the health care exchanges, a key component of the law. They're even more concerned that congressional Republicans are not caving on a regime budget request for an additional $1 billion for implementation. Now, a recent Kaiser Foundation poll found that only 42% of Americans know that Obamacare is the law of the land. And they're really worried that not enough young people are going to sign up. And if mostly older people participate, then the costs are going to explode even more than they already are. Now, one action item from the hour-long White House meeting is a direct order from Obama. Regime officials are to hype the benefits of Obamacare at all commencement addresses that they are invited to deliver. So on the biggest day of their lives, college graduates and their families are going to have to listen to administration lackeys under orders peddle a bunch of Obama spin and lies and propaganda about Obamacare. That's a way to graduate, guys.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A retired Brazos County District Judge has been appointed to consider what will happen next in the capital murder trial of a Huntsville prison inmate who was moved to Bryan. In January, a Walker County judge declared a mistrial, then recused himself from the case. Taking over is Senior District Judge John Delaney of Bryan, who retired in 2000 from the local bench. The Eagle reports Delaney has set a hearing June 25th on whether John Ray Falk can be retried. Falk is accused of being involved in a 2007 escape attempt where a corrections officer was killed. The original judge stepped down after an appeals court sided with prosecutors seeking changes in jury instructions, which caused a 55-day delay. $2 million in state money will not be spent on staffing air traffic control towers at Easterwood and a dozen other airports. Federal Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced that money was found to keep air traffic controllers working at 149 small airports nationwide through September 30th, which is the end of the budget year. The towers outside Texas faced closure June 15th due to congressional sequestration. The Texas Transportation Commission last month approved emergency funding. And the College Station City Council recently held its first regularly scheduled meeting without new city manager Frank Simpson, who died unexpectedly 2 weeks ago.
As we gather here tonight, we have heavy hearts as we remember Frank Simpson, our city manager, who did so much for our city. And we just love him, and we get comfort that he is now with you, Father. And Father, please continue to look over his family.
Fire Chief R.B. Alley's prayer followed a moment of silence requested by Mayor Nancy Berry. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see a bouquet of roses surrounded by a framed picture of Simpson next to his nameplate, placed by the city manager's office. And the seat reserved for the city manager was unoccupied in Simpson's honor. While May municipal elections are a thing of the past in the Twin Cities, there was a Bryan connection to what voters decided Saturday in the Gulf Coast city of Freeport. Former Bryan Police Chief Ty Morrow finished second out of a field of six in the mayor's race. When Morrow announced his candidacy, he said Bryan College Station were racist cities, and he was the target of political witch hunts in Bryan and Freeport. Morrow had been Freeport's police chief until he was fired at the end of January. Incumbent Mayor Norma Garcia, who won by 83 votes, approved Morrow's separation agreement that included $100,000 severance pay. And A&M officials say course fee revenue has not been misspent, and there's no suggestion of any improprieties, but a system audit shows the majority of $28 million in course fees lacks proper documentation to justify the charges. According to a review of the audit by the Eagle, each of the colleges on the flagship campus processed and documented fees differently. Several did not comply with A&M policy and possibly state law. Also, officials had difficulty in some cases showing that money from the fees went where it was intended. This applies to fees charged for about 9,300 courses during the 2011 to 2012 academic year. And the state legislature has reached the point where House bills are now being considered by the Senate and vice versa. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is monitoring a bill he wrote.
Senate Bill 700, it's an energy and water conservation energy reporting bill that just helps keep us, you know, aware of our energy costs at the state level at different entities, you know, schools and state agencies. And, you know, that one's a little bit too much common sense, but with their budgets being slashed in the last session, you know, it's nice to know where we are.
The bill calls for reporting on a yearly basis instead of every other year. And when it comes to possible mental health problems in children, Linda Snyder with Mental Health Mental Retardation of the Brazos Valley says the earlier the intervention, the better. Snyder says asking for help from the family pediatrician is the first step, but if they can't help, seek a counselor.
Too often, children with difficulties, there's a cycle set up, an interactive cycle that leads to lots of conflict in the family, lots of alienation. It becomes a real downward spiral in terms of family relationships. Children without intervention often end up involved in the juvenile justice system, so it becomes a cycle that we want to disrupt.
Snyder says MHMR offers screenings and all kinds of other services. You can find MHMR's phone number at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 58 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me why his old insurance was so much more expensive than ours. The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests, plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Long-term untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear and understand normal conversation. Be smart. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test, plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit Audible.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure's in control. That's going to result in plenty of sunshine throughout the area for today. I think that sun will lead to temperatures climbing anywhere from 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs will be 80 to 85. Clouding up tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms will develop. Breezy, low 65 to 70. Clouds, some sun Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms, windy and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's why LSU's having a great year. I mean, even when they don't play their best, they find a way.
And they found a way against the Aggies, unfortunately. We'll get you caught up with sports and A&M baseball, softball. Track and field is top of the SEC again, and more. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, so McDonald's, you like that Angus third pounder thing, those burgers that they got, the Angus burgers?
It's sure, not why not?
It's not bad.
Gone.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think it is. I think there are many people who like that. Anyway, rising beef prices made the burger less profitable. Problem number two, customers still like the Big Mac and the quarter pounder. And you can buy about four burgers off the dollar menu for less than the price of an Angus burger. So. That's going away, but they said it'll be replaced by other exciting things.
That's so what they always say.
That's right. Just when you start liking something, they change it. They said, and I'm sure they'll do it like their pork bologna, and they'll bring it back every once in a while. So
that would be the McRib.
This pork bologna.
I like the McRib.
I didn't say that it was bad. Didn't say that it was bad. It's just, you know. And it is. It's very popular.
And it didn't taste like bologna. It tasted yummy.
Lots of changes on TV over the weekend. ABC has canceled its mid-season comedy Family Tools, along with How to Live with Your Parents and Body of Proof and Red Window.
How to Live with Your Parents? Don't.
There
get
you
a
go.
Job and a house.
And move on.
Or an apartment.
And Reba McEntire's series got canceled, too. CBS finally pulled the plug on CSI New York after 9 seasons. That's the Gary Sinise show. It leaves only one. That's the original CSI on the schedule. Miami was canceled last year. That's okay. They've got more than 100 episodes, so they'll be fine.
yeah, they'll be making money for a while.
They really, really will. Don't have to worry about them. Michael Chiklis' series Vegas didn't make it, and nor did Rules of Engagement. It's gone. It had been running for a while. Golden Boy, which I think looked horrible.
Yeah.
They promoted it way too much, so you knew it wasn't good. that got canceled as well. NBC canceled Rock Center with Brian Williams. Wow.
I didn't much care for that show.
All I knew is the commercials that we played here for it.
What'd you dislike about it?
It jumped around more than I liked.
Yeah.
It just, I didn't like the flow of the show.
Hard to follow or just kind of choppy?
Just didn't like the flow.
NBC also bagged the Deborah Messing Angelica Houston Broadway musical drama Smash after two seasons. The show did pretty well when it followed The Voice, but after it moved to Saturday, you know, nobody's home on Saturday. TNT canceled Southland, which I think they had resurrected from another network.
I think that's correct.
Kept it for a little while. Also pulled the plug on the medical drama Monday Morning, which is a David E. Kelly. He's been 0 for 2 in his last two, by the way.
And, that had a good cast, too.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, just never got any ratings. USA Network announced on Friday that Burn Notice, coming up on its seventh season, will be the last one, so that you know. And again, they've got 100, so they'll be out there.
That one was good, but it's gotten progressively more weird.
You know, you're exactly right. We feel the exact same way. It's just they got to get back to doing the neat stuff they used to do. Because it was a MacGyver-ish thing, I think.
Yeah.
Again, I never saw MacGyver, but everybody told me that's the kind of thing he'd do. A lot of people don't know that you could take a can of aerosol and turn it into whipped cream or something. You know,
exactly.
Just that kind of stuff. But anyway, well, so that's what's going on in the world of TV, if you care about that. Jennifer Aniston, okay, remember her?
Yes.
You hear a lot about her. She had this hairstyle that...
everybody wanted her hair.
The Rachel haircut, right. Well, Chris McMillan spilled the beans during an interview with Women's Wear Daily that pretty much he was stoned out of his mind when he created it. So.
Oh my gosh. That's my family. I'm
there
just
you go.
Kidding.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Knowing that. All right.
I'm related to that guy.
Is he in your family?
Well, you just said McMillan.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, McMillan. Okay. I thought you were McMullen.
Well, it's the same clan.
Oh, okay.
McMillan's a more modern spelling.
Drunkards couldn't spell it right when they got here.
His forefathers were stoned, I guess. I don't know.
And a shout out to Dorset, Minnesota. The town of Dorset, population 22, has the youngest politician around as its newest mayor. The mayor is Robert Tufts. He's known as Bobby. They still call him Bobby because he's four.
He's the mayor?
The four-year-old became mayor when the town picked his name out of a hat.
Well, better than a goat or something.
Each year, Dorset pulls the name of a citizen out, and that person is mayor for a year. City's about a century old, coming together as a railroad passed through the area. That happens a lot. Years ago, it lost its status of town, took away its zip code.
Dang!
You lose your zip code?
Wow.
Ouch.
He wrestled it away from you. Decisions in the town were made by local businesses, so there really isn't much for the mayor to do. Restaurant capital of the world, because it allegedly has more restaurants per capita than anywhere in the world. Yeah, okay, fine.
So the question remains, though, that they have to teach him to sign his name the legislature.
Oh, the red crayon. It's the red crayon right there, the scribble. And that's the thing, his signature will keep changing as he gets older.
I love it.
Yeah, it'll be not too bad. Okay.
Can you get him to sign this? No, he's napping.
I have to say, of all the years of having to get up early, generally it hasn't been a problem. I mean, for all the years when you're younger and do crazy stuff and then still have to get up in the morning.
Sure.
But there are people who just have trouble getting up in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of those things that is important, of course, if you're in radio, you know that you have to have a manual alarm clock because electricity goes away sometimes.
Or five.
Yeah. For the people who have a real problem, the idea of putting the alarm clock across the room or someplace where you have to get up to go turn it off has worked for a lot of people.
That's my last chance alarm.
Comes now a new app for you. You can download this to your Droid. It is called the Walk Me Up Alarm Clock. You have to get up, pick it up, and take a certain number of steps before it will stop ringing.
All you have to do is put the alarm clock across the room. I mean,
I love that. Yeah. Though, once you turn it, get to it, you got to move around.
You're right,
to turn
exactly.
It off.
It's not like you do that and then stumble back to bed. You have to actually hold it in your hand and walk around and do that.
That's just awesome.
How many steps?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have it. Don't need it. But I mean, there. that's for all the useless apps that are out there. That's one that probably,
I may have to look into that.
That'll be it's pretty good.
Because I literally have 5 alarm clocks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're one of those, huh?
Well, there's two by there. The one by my bedside has two. It's got two built-in alarms, so I set it, both of those.
Yeah.
I set my phone, and in inclement weather, I have a couple other backups, one of which is the old-school wind-up big bell alarm clock case everything craps out.
Yeah.
Because I am...
Okay, so we'll expect you to never be late to work. I don't want to hear any junk out of you about that.
In 15 years, I think, I've been late one time.
It'll happen next week.
It'll happen tomorrow is what's going to happen.
You know, I'd gone for about 3 years, and then I was just doing Sundays, so this is a long time ago, when we really had to fight hard to get up early. And then I was late like 3 weeks in a row, and that's when the boss went, so what are you going to do about that? And so I fixed it after that, but nonetheless, it's, for a lot of people, though, whether it's just a battle to get up early in the morning. Hello.
I like that show, Vegas, that series Vegas. I hope nothing happens to you.
Yeah, no, it got canceled. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's all right. So, Kevin, you went out to eat yesterday, did you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, you went to a Mikonave?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was really good.
Was there.
No. I went again.
He went again.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so no, I wasn't there this
he's
weekend.
He's up on us. He's been there twice now.
Well,
actually, I've been there twice, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. All right. So I haven't. I've only been there once. All right.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is. So, Kevin, what'd you have?
They kind of treated us like Anthony Bourdain the first time. They just kept bringing plate after
they did.
Plate after
they
plate.
They did. We got a chance to try a lot of things.
So I'd sampled a bunch of stuff, and I thought, let's see how they do with the steak. And they killed the ribeye. It was absolutely incredible. And went back. My girlfriend had the shrimp Diablo, which is shrimp and bacon and fettuccine and a little red pepper.
By the way, that's better the second day too. I mean,
it's just
we let it marinate in the refrigerator and then had that for lunch the next day, and I just liked that even more.
And it was all to die for. And I consider myself I'm not a big dessert guy, but I love tiramisu.
Okay.
And if you've had real tiramisu where they actually use the mascarpone cheese as opposed to like whipped cream or something, it's so completely different. And they're top two I've ever had in my entire life. Okay. One of the best desserts ever.
So now, Kat, when you went out, you're with somebody else other than us.
Yeah.
So what did you order?
I had I went out a long time. Like when it first opened was when I went to it, and I had the Amico 1836.
She's an early adopter.
But what I actually like the best probably is the Campagnola Marie. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Well, anyway, so it's neat. They're right across from the shipwreck because it's the same folks. And by the way, Mikonave basically means friend of the ship. But stop in and see them. They're open at lunch, and then they're open all afternoon, which makes it really convenient. There aren't a lot of places that are like that. But give it a try. It's Italian food with deep brine roots. Lots of interesting pictures on the wall. Yeah, it's Mikonave.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
I love taking my boys to baseball games, and there's so many great stories to learn from. Many fans remember umpire Jim Joyce for one of the most infamous blown calls in Major League history. But for your kids, his story can become a life lesson in rising above their mistakes. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In 2010, Detroit Tigers pitcher Armando Galarraga was one out away from a perfect game. On what should have been the last play, Jim Joyce blew the call by declaring the batter safe at first base when he was clearly out. To his credit, Joyce acknowledged his mistake after the game and handled the criticism with grace. 2 years later, Jim Joyce was in the news again. In a ballpark tunnel before a game, Joyce came across Jane Powers, who was having a seizure and stopped breathing. Joyce sprang into action, administering CPR until paramedics arrived. Thankfully, Powers survived, and doctors credited Joyce for saving her life. Sooner or later, your child will suffer an embarrassment they'll be convinced they'll never live down. When that happens, tell them about Jim Joyce. Remind them that everyone makes mistakes, but their mistakes don't have to define who they are. There will always be opportunities to show their true character down the road. For more to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:52. In a game slated for seven innings, the Aggies had a potential walk-off run on second base with one out in the seventh, but were unable to capitalize, losing the series finale to the number three LSU Tigers 2-1 on Saturday. Took them eight innings, though. Aggs had several chances over the weekend to cut, but came up just short, and here's Coach Childress after dropping 2 of 3 to LSU.
That's why LSU's having a great year. I mean, even when they don't play their best, they find a way. And I thought we played at a very high level all weekend long, and take an inning or two out of there in game two, I thought we put ourselves in position to win all three games, and it just didn't happen.
A&M wraps up their home schedule Tuesday at 6:35 with a contest against UT Pan Am, and then the team heads to Tennessee for their last SEC matchup before hopefully getting an at-large bid. Moving now to track and field, scoring 92 points on the fourth and final day of the conference meet propelled the Texas A&M women's team into first place as they claimed the SEC Outdoor Championship team title with 117 points in their first year in the conference. Here's head coach Pat Henry.
My staff just did a great job, and we're very fortunate today. We had some big wins. We had some big second places, and that's what wins meets like this. And we beat some great teams here today. So, you know, I'm pleased with the total effort of the group.
The Aggie men finished in third with 118 points. A&M softball earned the number 16 national seed as the NCAA softball committee announced the field of 64 last night. The Aggies will host Baylor, Arizona, and Penn beginning Friday. The Aggies come into the tournament with a record of 39-15 and earn an at-large bid in their 24th postseason appearance, stretching that birth streak to 12 straight. A&M will host Ivy League champs Penn Friday at 5 o'clock. Third-ranked A&M women's tennis advanced to the round of 16 and will take on number 14 seed Virginia Friday at 4 in Illinois. And the 11th-ranked and 12th-seeded Texas A&M men's tennis team down the 21st-ranked Longhorns 4-3 Saturday to advance to the round of 16. They'll face off against Ohio State. Former Texas A&M men's basketball All-American A.C. Law made headlines Sunday as he helped lead Olympiakos Pelias to come from behind 100-88 victory over Real Madrid in the Europa League title game. A.C. Law starred for the Aggies between 2003 and 7, was an All-American and Big 12 of the Year, and the Big 12 Player of the Year. He was the player of the game in this Sunday's contests. Now onto the NBA. Harrison Barnes finished with 26 points and 10 rebounds as the Golden State Warriors rallied to a 97-87 win over San Antonio, tying the Western Conference semifinal series at two games apiece. Jaren Jacks came off the bench and added 24. Stephen Curry had 22 for the Warriors. At one point, trailed by as many as 8 points. Here's the Spurs coach, Greg Popovich.
We just kept playing the game, and we got in overtime, and we didn't make shots. They executed, and they made some shots. We didn't lose any aggressiveness. We just kept playing, and they did a good job in overtime. It's as simple as that.
Tim Duncan ended up with a double-double, 19 points and 15 rebounds for the Spurs. They'll host Game 5 tomorrow. Toronto Maple Leafs and the New York Rangers have forced Game 7s in their respective Eastern Conference quarterfinals. James Reimer stopped 29 shots and carried the shutout into the final minute of the Leafs' 2-1 win over Boston. Hendrik Lundqvist made 27 saves and the Rangers 1-0 shutout of Washington. Detroit moved into the Western Conference semifinals as Hedrick Zetterberg and Valtteri Filippa each had goals and assists in the Red Wings' 3-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks in Game 7. In the PGA, Tiger Woods closed with a 2-under-70 to win the Players' Championship at 13-under, two strokes ahead of Kevin Steelman, Swedish rookie David Leitmert, and Jeff Magert. All this happened after Sergio Garcia had gotten within a tie of all of this happened when Sergio Garcia got into a tie with Tiger Woods and then put up a quadruple bogey on the famed 17th Island hole at the TPC. Here's Tiger after the match.
It was a tough battle. I mean, the golf course played tricky today. I hit it so good today. It was fun. I hit it high, low, right to left, right, whatever I wanted, except for that tee shot at 14. I didn't really miss a whole lot of shots, and I peered a lot of putts, too. Could have been something pretty low today. Just had a bunch of lip-outs, but they were all good putts.
Woods now has 78 PGA career victories after claiming his first Players' Championship in 12 years. In Major League Baseball yesterday,
there's a sidearm curve, and that's blasted. Deep left center. Martinez back, looking up, and that ball is in play. A run is home. Around to third goes Garcia. It's 10-1, and Ron Washington is out to argue with third base umpire Jeff Kellogg that ball cleared the 25-foot high home run line. And it is ruled a home run.
It was a three-run home run after a bit of discussion anyway, and the Rangers powered past the Houston Astros 12-7. And finally this morning, Sporting KC ended the Houston Dynamo soccer team's home winning streak with a 1-0 win yesterday. Houston hadn't lost at home since June of last year. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal & Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row.